Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Hello, everyone out there. Happy Monday to you. I hope that you have had a fabulous weekend. This is your success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, August 2nd, from the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, as always, we want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, dreams, and ideas a success. And of course, that's what this show is all about. Today, we've got a great show lineup for you today. We're going to be talking all this month about women empowering one another. Of course, for those of you that don't know it, Women About Biz is launching an incredible new program entitled Empower for Women. And this program is all about combining the powerful tools of personal development, business coaching, career resources and tips, and our all-new funding program that provides money to you that you don't have to pay back to fund your dreams and your goals. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But we're very, very excited about the Empower for Women program. We know that you're going to love it and that you're going to want to be a part of it. In addition to that, in following with our theme, we're going to be talking about the women, you know, in our lives and how we can empower one another. What do we need to do to start sowing seeds of positivity into our lives? We've got also got great teleclasses coming up. We've got a question of the week, and of course, I'll be reading a short excerpt from the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat? Now, just a little side note, for all of those individuals that won a book on last week's call, don't worry, your book is definitely coming to you. We're just waiting for them to be delivered so that we can get them out to you right away. So don't worry, your books are secured. For those of you that have been participating in the Women About Biz monthly book club, I really want to thank you for that. We have been having some great conversations. And, of course, our theme book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat, really brings it home as to where we need to have our mindset about success and empowering one another. And, of course, we're going to wrap it up for you this week with incredible inspiration that you'll be able to take with you. So we'll go ahead and get started. We just have so much going on. Of course, I want to encourage everyone, as always, to bless someone today by sowing a seed in their lives of encouragement and inspiration. Let them know about the show. Just flash over to an empty phone line and call them and say, listen, you need to get on the Successful Woman Radio Show because this is all about empowering you to be the best you can be. Get on the show. They can call 347-637-2589. Again, they can call 347-637-2589. So I want to make sure that you guys don't just listen to the show and not let other people know about it. This show is all about blessing one another. This show is all about us receiving positive words in our mind and in our subconscious mind that is going to help us to grow not only as women but as business women. Okay? Now, I want to tell you about some of the things that are getting ready to come up with Women About Biz. For those of you that have it available, you definitely want to get a notepad and a pen because we're going to have some good stuff for you today to take notes on, okay? First of all, we've got our Lunch and Learn teleclass coming up, and, you know, this must have struck a chord with a lot of people because the Creating Your Business teleclass coming up on Wednesday is almost completely filled up. And so I want to encourage you to go on womenaboutbiz.com now if you have your computer in front of you and register for the Creating Your Business Vision teleclass this Wednesday, August 4th at 12 noon. The description reads, having a successful business is all about knowing your business purpose, where you see your business within a specific time frame, and answering the question, how will it financially support me? join me, and you know, I am so passionate about this topic. Join me as I share with you ways to create a strong business vision and how to develop support tools to turn your business dream into a reality. And so I want to totally encourage you guys to make sure that you do this. And again, I see that people are flashing over because I see their numbers dropping. They're probably flashing over and calling other people and getting them on the line. So again, I want to encourage you to continue to do this. I want to make sure that everybody knows to visit womenaboutbiz.com and go ahead and register for this free teleclass, Creating Your Business Vision. It is definitely worth its weight in gold. You are going to love it, and we have just a few more spots available for that particular teleclass. Well, you guys, we have something exciting that is coming up on August 21st at Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is the celebration of our Empower for Women Conference. We've got Empower for Women Conference and Networking Expo coming up on Saturday, August 21st at Cobb Galleria Center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, this is an event that you simply don't want to miss. Seminar sessions will include The Power of the Entrepreneurial Woman, The Power to See Your Vision Succeed, Marketing That Works, The Empowered Circle, a commitment ceremony to reconnect with your vision, your goals, and your dreams, exhibitors, prizes, and much more. And, of course, you'll be able to connect with other business and professional women like never before. So you definitely want to make sure that you check out the womenaboutbiz.com site, click on events in the top right menu bar, and there you'll be able to register for the event. It's only $39. It's a full-day event that's absolutely going to be off the chain. So you want to spread the news about the Empower for Women's Conference coming up on Saturday, August 21st at Cobb Galleria, Atlanta, Georgia, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're interested in having an exhibitor table at this particular event, make sure you call us at the Women About Biz office at 770-934-2109. Again, the number for our Women About Biz office is 770-934-2109. If you're interested in exhibiting your business or your company services at this incredible conference for women. And this is especially a good opportunity for individuals whose target audience is women. You definitely don't want to miss out on this, so make sure that you come to the event. But all of those individuals that are out of town, we're going to pop up hotel information for you as soon as possible. We're still waiting on some confirmations to see if we can get those discounts for you. But you need to get down here to Atlanta to take this exciting event and be a part of it. And again, the date is Saturday, August 21st at Cobb Galleria, Atlanta, Georgia, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, we have a question of the week, and I want to go ahead and fall to it because we have so many women that are have given us calls. From a couple of weeks ago, we had someone who just really poured her heart out in a question about, you know, not getting support from her mother or her husband and what she was dealing with. And so today's question comes from Sharon, who is in, Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, Sharon says, "Dear Coach Trina, a couple of weeks ago, I heard someone say their husband didn't support them and their mother didn't. And, of course, that just struck a chord with me. You see, I am in the same situation. Now, while my husband doesn't verbally abuse me or say negative things all the time, I can't get him to do anything to support me. He doesn't want to go to any events with me. He doesn't necessarily want to talk with me about various ideas and dreams that I have, but he's always wanted me to listen to everything that he has to say. I am at my wit's end. Please help." Wow. Well, Sharon, first of all, thank you for, you know, breaking through the fear barrier and letting us know how you feel. I think that the individual who wrote us in that question a few weeks ago just really helped a lot of women to understand the importance for us to reach out to one another. The first thing, Sharon, I wanted to let you know, and this is the same thing that I said to that young lady, is first of all, to thy own self be true. Listen, you know, the first thing you've got to do is you have to be secured and assured in what it is that you want in life, and you have to believe so much in yourself that it falls beyond belief, but it turns into conviction, a step above belief that you can do anything that you set your mind to do. Next, it is difficult when you are married to someone that you feel is not supporting you. Now, what I want to tell you, and hopefully we're going to be able to get a relationship coach, my buddy Paula Martin, on the show later this month to talk about ways to communicate with your spouse. But I just want to say that this is the time for you to really sit your husband down and have a very serious and frank conversation. And the only thing you can do in a calm manner is to just let him know how you are feeling. But don't just let him know. Tell him what you're looking for from him as far as input is concerned. Let him know how he can service you, how he can help you. One of the things that as women we tend to do, and this is kind of like a common trait that we all have in many ways, is that we think that men already know what it is that we want in life. We think that our significant others are supposed to read our minds sometime and just respond the way we want them to. But as you all know, that is not necessarily true. And so, Sharon, what I want to encourage you to do is I want you to not only let him know calmly now how you feel, but I need you to let him know how he can support you. Because, you know, it may not be a situation that he necessarily feels comfortable with. He may not know what to say or how to support you. So that's very, very important, okay? And the next thing I want to encourage you to do is that you have got to surround yourself with positive people, positive things, and positive places. I say that all the time, and I know firsthand how important that is. The reason being is that when you are out in the world every day, all day at work, you know, doing your various tasks or what have you, you are going to run into things that have a tendency to influence you. And many of the times, some of those things might be negative, whether you know it or not. So you have to live life on purpose by surrounding yourself with positive people. And the way to do that, of course, is to find out things that are going on that you share in common. You know, find out about networking groups in your area. And I want to encourage you at this time to consider creating an empowered circle group in your own area through Women About Biz, where you may be able to gather women who are of like mind. So I hope that those things help you, Sharon, and I want to thank you for stepping up and stepping out and saying that, you know, you need support and that you want to find ways to reach your husband. It is very difficult when the ones that we love don't support us. They impact us so very, very much. So stay tuned. Continue to stay connected to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, of course, you know, as always, we want to provide you with more one-on-one information. So if you'd like to request a Power Talk, which is a powerful, informative 30-minute conversation with me, Trina Newby, your success coach, just go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Business Coaching, and from there you'll see instructions on how to request your Power Talk. If there's anyone on the call, because we did quite a few Power Talks, if there's anyone on the call who has had a Power Talk and can give us a quick testimonial for a Power Talk, please press 1 on your phone keypad. I'm sure the listeners would like to know what your experience was with a Power Talk if you have had one. We are going to go ahead and move forward to talking about our theme. This month, I'm so very, very excited to be talking about women empowering one another. Well, let's see. I think we have a testimonial here for our Power Talk. Let's see. Caller, phone number ending in 0585, are you there? If your caller, whose phone number is ending in 0585, you're on the air live. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Your name and the city you're calling from?
This is Doreen Reese Francis, and I'm calling from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Hey, Doreen, how are you? Thank you for blessing us with your presence today.
Hi, Trina. Yes. As you know, I have about 100 testimonies about Power Talks, but I'll narrow it down to one.
Okay.
Okay. I have been a member of Women About Biz for, I don't know, 6-7 years now, I guess, and also have been under Trina's leadership. Not, I don't want to say leadership, mentorship for those years. And I will say, and when I introduced Trina to people, I always have to say that she is the smartest woman that I know. And that's how I always introduce her, because in starting my business, I have an insurance agency. And when I knew Trina, I was with, I believe, MetLife or New York Life or whatever, and I decided to go out on my own. And she gave me such valuable information. She set me up, set my LLC up. She gave me valuable information as far as how to do my business plan, how to set my goals and objectives, what I needed to do to be a successful business owner, because I've always been in corporate America for the 35 years that I've been, you know, working. So I really had no idea as to how to run my own business. And now I have a successful insurance agency, and I will always credit Trina for that, because she has always been patient. And no matter how many times I've gone back to her for information or whatever, she's always welcomed me and helped me to do what I needed to do. So I just want to give a 6 thumbs up for Power Talk.
Thank you. Thank you, Doreen. And now, where should I send that $1 million check to? Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And let's stay connected.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
That was my friend Doreen and my client, and I just want to thank her for giving that heartfelt testimonial. And I just want to encourage everyone that if you have not had a 30-minute Power Talk before, you're missing out. You need to make sure that you go to the womenaboutbiz.com website, click on business coaching in the top red menu bar, and from there you will be able to request a Power Talk at no cost to you. I want to just share with you guys something about this theme this month, Women Empowering Women, and how important it is. First of all, let me tell you this. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but as women, we purchase 85% of the time all consumer products. And, you know, I don't think that we are aware of the power that we have in driving the economy, especially here in the United States. But we do. We have a whole lot of power. And, you know, sometimes we just have to really understand what power is and how we can pull together to make things happen for ourselves. And so this month we're talking about women empowering women because, you see, so often a lot of times we start businesses, we ask for help for different things, and as women we don't always show up. As women, we don't always help each other. And I'll be the first to say that just because you're a woman, it doesn't mean that you understand women and how women need to be marketed to. And I think that's a mistake that we make as women. We think that because we know ourselves that we know all other women, and that's not true. However, I will tell you who knows us better than we know ourselves a lot of the times, and that is men. Men have a tendency to know how to spark us, how to make us respond to things from a consumer standpoint. And, of course, a lot of the in the retail industry, it's owned by men. And, of course, they spend millions of dollars a year marketing to women and getting us to buy all of those wonderful things that we love so much. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a gentleman who is the owner of a shopping mall, and he was sharing with me how they were getting ready to do this big advertisement pitch. And he said, you know, we are really targeting women. I said, well, what is the ratio that you would give me as far as the number of women that shopped in your mall? And this is a huge mall, very popular mall. What is the number of women that you would say shopping in your mall compared to men? And he says, how about 90%? He says, about 90%. He says, we have a lot of men walking through all the time, but most of the time they are with their wives or respective others, but they are not buying like women buy. Men have a tendency to come to the mall and look and go back and think about it a little bit, and then they'll come back and get exactly what they want and leave the mall. Women, on the other hand, will stay in there all day long. So he's right. He knows us. And it's just absolutely amazing. So I want to talk about how, as women, we can take some of this power that we use and harness it to help one another achieve success in life and in business. You see, as women, we have a tendency to share some of the things that we share. They're good pieces of information, but how are they helping us? We share information about the next sale. We share information about events. We share information about movies and television programs. We share different information and gossip about different things, which is not a good thing, but we just share all this information. But my question is, how often do you get information shared with you, let's just say from women in your family, your friends, your associates, that you can identify it as totally empowering your life to the point where it just blows you away? You know for sure that this, you know, that you're constantly being reinforced with a lot of powerful information. Well, this may happen for us some of the time, okay? But most of the time we have a lot of casual conversations, and while those are important, I want to talk about how we can really, really empower each other where it counts. And what am I talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen who are on the call today, I am talking about the all-new Empower for Women program that we have created at Women About Biz. You see, I have been having so many women to call me for months and months at their wits' end about not having enough money to fund their business, not having enough money to make ends meet, needing more money to help sustain their families. And these women are stressed out to the max. I'm serious. They are stressed out. And, you know, for those of you who are listening on the phone, come on, you know, the economy has touched us all in some way. Well, what we have done at Women About Biz is something that I consider a true blessing. I don't own it. I think that it is totally given to me by God because I prayed for it and He gave it to me. The Empower for Women program is an incredible threefold system. It combines personal development, business coaching. It provides us with funding that we do not have to pay back. It combines all three of these things, and then it allows us to empower other women by sharing this information and getting continuous monthly referral income always, as long as those individuals stay connected to Women About Biz. And so it's just absolutely amazing. Here are some of the things that we can do to empower one another. The first thing you need to understand is that personal development truly is the key to success. And it's something that I'm very emotional about it because it's something that has changed my life. When I realized that I could no longer live life on the surface, meaning wake up, you know, get my clothes on, do the work of the day, come home, eat, go to bed, wake up, do the same thing over and over again without really understanding what my purpose in life is or what it is that I want to do, I realized that, you know, I had to take a stand. I had to just put a halt on everything and say, okay, I've got to gain some clarity here, because while I don't have any major issues going on in my life at this time, I don't have clarity. I am not feeling accomplished, and I am not finding my joy as I need to. And so I discovered, through the help of someone else who empowered me, I discovered the true key to being successful, not just financially, but being successful in life. And that is personal development. Personal development. Personal development is so incredibly important that I have been talking about it to everybody for probably the last 10 years. Once I found out that personal development really was the key to everything that you do in life, if you want to be successful, I couldn't stop telling people. But here's the thing, and this is why I feel personal development is so important. It's because whether you want to start a business, whether you want a new relationship, whether you want to travel the world, whether you want to impact the lives of children in Uganda, whether you want to start a ministry at your church, whether you want to become a speaker, whether you would like to do a conference of your own or a radio show, whatever your goals or your dreams are, it is not going to happen if you do not have the skills to make it happen. How about that? Exactly. And so while a lot of people set their goals and their dreams and can't figure out why it is that they fail a lot or why it is that they don't accomplish a lot of the things that they want to do, a lot of the times it is because they have not developed the skills and the mindset. You heard it. They have not developed the skills and the mindset to make it happen. And so this is why personal development is so very, very important. It's so important that as women, we need to be blocking out time every single day to work on ourselves personally. Whatever we feel that we are lacking, whatever habits we feel that are preventing us from achieving or accomplishing our dreams and goals, we need to be working on those habits. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to listen to the show every Monday this week, because we're going to have tips and resources on how to develop your personal development system, on how to create what we call a power team of people that can help you to make things move faster. So you definitely want to mark the show on your calendar for 12 noon every single Monday, which is so very, very important. So I, again, I can't stress enough about this personal development and how it really is the key to your success. And so often, women have a tendency to overlook that. I will tell you all, and if I offend anyone, please forgive me, but I truly believe as women, we all have ADD. We all have attention deficit disorder in many ways. And, hey, we're human. Maybe we all do at some point. But for women, and you guys know what I'm talking about, we have a tendency to sometimes be all over the place with our thoughts. You know, one minute we're involved with this, one minute we're involved with that, one minute we sit down at the desk to work on a project or a program, and before we know it, we're in front of the television or on the phone. You know, so we have a hard time sometimes focusing, and I really think that this is something that we really have to learn to nip in the bud if we're expecting to achieve our goals. And so that's what Empower for Women is all about. That's what this whole program is. It's empowering women with the knowledge that personal development is the key to their success, and it's what's going to give them more joy and abundance in their lives, and how to make it happen. And that's what I'm so excited about. Now, I want to be able to invite you all to something very, very special. You know, here in Atlanta, you're going to receive a special invitation. I am going to be giving a private, closed, empowered circle networking event right here at my home in lovely Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the only way that you can receive an invitation, of course, is to email me and request it. But what I want to do is I want to truly empower your life that evening by sharing with you how to quickly embrace the power of personal development. And then, of course, we'll get the opportunity to exchange our business cards, and we'll get the opportunity to understand one another from an empowered standpoint. So if you are interested, if you're interested in receiving an invitation to this special event at my home in lovely Stone Mountain, Georgia, it's no cost to you, of course. Just press 1 on your keyboard now. And, of course, the first 10 callers who press 1 on their keyboard for this special invitation, I will go ahead and extend that invitation to you, and we'll call and make sure that we have your mailing address. I'm going to go ahead and take caller whose phone number is ending in 4541. Caller, are you there? The caller whose phone number is ending in 4541. Caller, you're live. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Wonderful. Your first name?
Andrea.
Yes. Hi, Andrea. And where are you calling from?
It's actually Angela. Angie is my first name.
Okay, Angie, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And would you like an invitation?
Yes, I would. I love an invitation.
Okay, well, you will be getting it, and just expect for us to give you a call to get your email and mailing address, and we'll make sure that you get a special invitation. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay, again, and we have 9 more slots open. And let's see here, caller, whose number ends in 1472. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Your name and the city you're in?
I'm in Atlanta. My name is Taquase.
Taquase?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Welcome. And you would like an invitation to this special closed networking event?
Yes, I would.
Wonderful. You've got it. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For being a part of the show.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am going to go ahead, and I've got a caller whose phone number is ending in 9913. Caller, are you there? Caller whose phone number is ending in 9913. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. How are you?
Hi there. What is your name and the city you're calling from?
My name is Tondra, and I'm calling from McDonough, Georgia.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And you would like an invitation to our special networking event?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, you've got it. You've got it. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Oh, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, and of course, it's 12:32, and as always, the time just moves by so very, very fast with the show. I just don't know how it moves by that fast. I enjoy it. I just feel so blessed, and I feel so blessed from all of you being a part of the show. We have another caller, whose number is ending in 8103. The caller whose number is ending in 8103. And hold on, caller, I'm going to go ahead and open you up again. Are you there? Caller whose number is ending in 8103. I think it's...
Yes, I am here.
Oh, wonderful. And who is this? I think I know.
This is Betty Scott, again from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful, Betty. And you will have your invitation sent to you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You are welcome.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. And that's my dear, sweet friend, Betty Scott, with Getting You Organized, who hopefully will be on the show to give us some wonderful organizing tips later this month. And, of course, we're going to go ahead and take some more calls. Again, press the number 1 on your keyboard. Caller whose number is ending in 9913. Caller whose number is ending in 99. Oh, I'm sorry. I think that's Condry, and we already have you listed. Okay. And let me see, did we miss anyone else who is on the show that has not had the opportunity, okay? Again, if you would like your special invitation, all you need to do is press 1 on your phone keypad. That will automatically give us a virtual hand, and then that allows us to see who would like a special invitation to this networking event here in Atlanta. Wonderful. I want to thank everybody for asking for those invitations. I think we have one more caller whose phone number is ending in 6209. Caller whose number is 6209. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. And your name and what area are you calling from?
I am Coco, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Coco. How are you?
I am doing well. I wanted to press 1 sooner, but I'm saying to myself, okay, how am I going to get home to Atlanta?
Well, you definitely have to get home. And if you can't make it for the private networking function, you definitely want to get here by the 21st for the Empower for Women conference, because it is going to be off the chain.
Okay, I am going to try my best to do so.
Okay, we will definitely give you a call and get your email information so we can send you a private invitation, okay?
Great, thank you so much,
Thank you for being
Gina.
On the show, Coco.
You're welcome, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Okay, and we have caller whose number is ending in 7906. Caller whose number is ending in 7906. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, Trina. It's Teresa Lasser.
Oh, hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, thank you for being on the show today.
Yes, okay. I look forward to the invitation as well.
Okay, wonderful. You've got it. Thank you. Okay, we're almost full. We have 2 slots available. I think, if that's correct, if Andrea Barrett, if you could let me know. I think we have 2 slots left, and so if we've missed anybody, we definitely don't want to miss anyone. But we have 2 slots left open for our private invitation to our networking event that's private at my home. Okay, so it looks like we have a few people, and we're just double-checking just to make sure. If Andrea could double-check to make sure that we've gotten everyone, that would be great. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and go back again to talking about personal development and how important it is for you. One of the things that we've developed at Women About Biz that I'm excited about is that we have so much to offer. We've developed a personal development worksheet to kind of help guide you on your way to where you need to be, and it starts with you creating your vision, and then from there it starts with you looking at the type of money that you'd like to see coming in every month, and then, of course, then it helps you to make a list of skills and habits that you need to work on to make things start popping for yourself. So this worksheet really is a great tool. It's a great guide. And so, again, I want you guys to stay tuned on the show all of this month, because we're going to be giving some great prizes. We're going to be inviting you to some things, and we're going to be making some recommendations to you. Now, I mentioned our book club a little bit earlier and told you that I was going to read an excerpt from the book, When You Can Walk on Water, Why Take the Boat, okay? And then you may have heard this before, but this is the section that's called You Are What You Think. It says, have you ever heard the saying, you are what you think, or you are what you eat? Most people would agree that it's true. People who eat healthy foods and stay away from drugs, alcohol, and tobacco tend to be strong and healthy. Their bodies and their health reflect their lifestyle. Wouldn't you agree? Take a walk down the alleys of any major city and look at the homeless people who live on the streets. Their bodies are worn down, they're tired, and usually much older looking than their years. Again, their bodies and their appearance reflect their lifestyle. Well, our mind is no different. What we put into our minds, the things we think about continually, the TV shows we watch, the people we listen to, and the self-talk that we have with ourselves is reflective of who we are. Your life today is a direct result of your thoughts up until this moment. It's true. You are what you think. And so it's important for you to understand that through personal development, You can control what you think about on a daily basis. You can control the fact that you can set a vision and you can list goals and you can make it happen if you have the skills to plan for it. And this is what's so very, very important. Again, I shared earlier with you is that one of the reasons why personal development is so important to me is because I learned that it was the key to all of my success. It is no way that I could have, you know, made goals and created a vision and do all the things that I have done if I didn't develop the skills and make it happen for myself. So I want to share with you one of the skills that are one of the problems that I had or challenges that I had that I identified early on personal development-wise, and I really tried to nip it in the bud. One of my largest challenges has always been procrastination. A lot of the times it's because I get so overwhelmed in my mind about all of the awesome opportunities that are available to me, and I want to make it happen so bad I get overwhelmed and I have a breakdown. And this used to happen to me in my younger years all of the time. And, of course, I was able to identify why I was procrastinating. I was able to identify classes and different things that I could take to help me stop procrastinating. But what I learned is that from a personal development standpoint, I had to develop a habit. I had to develop a habit of not procrastinating. I had to learn how to be all about action. And so from a personal development standpoint, I strengthened myself. I started scheduling time out every day to work on not procrastinating. I started reading books. I started creating little accountability exercises for myself. I made it such a passion and desire to want to rid myself of that it started happening in a short period of time, and I saw so many results of things that I could have done a long time ago, but I was able to accomplish them in a short period of time. And so that's my testimony of letting you know how ridding myself of procrastination helped me, which is so empowering, because I would attribute eliminating that one habit out of my life. It didn't go completely away, but eliminating it to a point to where I am able to really put things into action and make it happen quickly. Eliminating that one habit brought hundreds of thousands of dollars into my life. I was able to really move on a lot of things. And what I learned is that procrastination can cause sabotage. It can cause you to sabotage your dreams. It can cause you to sabotage your ideas. So I want to empower you. I want to empower you today with three ways. If you are dealing with procrastination, I want to empower you with three ways you can quickly learn to rid yourself of that, okay? Number one is that you must develop a passion not to want to procrastinate that it becomes something that you literally hate, okay? So you have to develop a passion for action. Develop a passion for action, okay? That's the first thing, okay? The next thing you have to do is you have to hold yourself accountable. That means that if you're a procrastinator, you have to create a schedule, and you have to hold yourself accountable to the schedule. Keep yourself moving, which is so very, very important, okay? For those people that don't like to follow a schedule, this could be a reason why you procrastinate. Number three is that you truly, truly want to make sure, okay, that every time you feel yourself procrastinating, that you literally stop and put action to whatever it is that you're procrastinating about. Just start moving. Just start taking action on it. And what you're going to find out is that that feeling of procrastination will leave you, okay? Well, I can't believe it, and you guys aren't going to believe it either, but we're almost at the end of our show. I want you guys to go to womenaboutbiz.com right after you get off the show, and I want you to consider registering for the Empower Gold membership. It's packed full of information, plus it's going to give you funding to help fund your dreams and your goals. So make sure you go to the womenaboutbiz.com website today so that you can start sharing it with all of your friends. At this time, I just want to give you some inspiration because, you know, this is a time in our world where we need motivation and encouragement to keep moving. So today I want to let you know that you not only need to start empowering yourself with more tools to succeed in life, but you definitely need to start reaching out to other women. If it's just helping a woman with her resume or helping a woman, you know, listening to her idea, or if it's just giving her an encouraging word, you need to start empowering more people. And I want you to watch something. Guess what's going to happen for you? You are going to start feeling empowered. You're going to start feeling blessed. And that is what empowering other people helps you to do. It helps you to take the focus off of yourself, but then what happens is the focus comes right back around to you and it blesses you. And so I am so excited about our theme for this month, women empowering one another, and I want to encourage you today to empower someone in your life today by simply calling them and letting them know how special they are to you. Encourage someone today. On behalf of Women About Biz and the Successful Woman Radio Show, I just want to thank you all for being on the show today. Stay tuned to next Monday at 12 noon.